Welcome back to Called It, the First Hurst 2026 devotional for Easter. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes through Easter Sunday. And make plans this week to attend our somber and very special Good Friday service at either First Hurst campus at 6:30 p.m. Then be with us to celebrate our risen Savior on Easter Sunday morning. The Norwood campus will get an early start at 8 a.m., with services also at 9:30 or 11 a.m., or the Trails campus at 10:15 a.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Easter.
Monday, March 30. God Raised Him by Chuy Segura. We begin our week with the words, God Raised Him. Incredible, these three words are enough to encapsulate a profound theological meaning with implications for the life of the believer that extend far beyond human understanding. It's a worthwhile to briefly summarize each word to broaden our understanding of the context. Acts 2:24 begins with God raised him. First, he names God, the triune God, the sovereign, a mighty and holy, holy creator of the universe. Raised essentially means the unique act of overcoming eternal death and giving the gift of the eternal life. Then, him refers to Jesus, the Son of God, all human God and all human and all God, who came into the world, lived among us, performed miracles, was mistreated and crucified, and died for our sins. Everyone thought there was the end, even his disciples. But no, God raised him. These are the words of hope for all of us. This word comes from the preaching of a man named Peter, passionately and clearly proclaiming the gospel. At this point in the history, Peter has experienced and witnessed what he is now teaching. He saw Jesus die, but he also saw him resurrect. For Peter, the eternal hope for all of us is Jesus, the one who was raised up. He experienced in his life being raised up both physically and spiritually. I have felt physically many times. I have childhood memories where I remember that falling is part of a natural life. Just as on many occasions, my heart, my emotions, and my will to live have been down. The most horrible fall is living in condemnation of sin. It's being dead while still alive, without hope and without reason. But those three words, God raised him, have changed my eternity, my future. Now I have life in Christ. The joy of living for him is wonderful, and serving him is an honor. God raised him becomes a reality in my daily life because God lifts me up when my heart and my emotions are down. His Spirit whispers his sweet voice within me and reminds me, raise it up. I'm sure that some of you reading or listening to this devotional are feeling down. Some of us are drowning in fear, terrified, and desperate because of the uncertainty. It's not about knowing God's truth, but about living it. God has the control and power to raise it up from what is dead, useless, tragic, and hopeless. Peter experienced this at a good meal with Jesus. After denying Jesus, the words say that he went away sad, with many tears and remorse. There was a heavy weight in his heart and emotions. When he heard that his master and Lord had died, he decided to go back to fishing and venture into the waters of despair. And while he was there, one morning he heard a voice that came to him and invited him to a good breakfast. That was Jesus, raised and resurrected. Jesus' presence and words ministered him and healed him. Jesus does the same for us. He will never abandon us. And no matter how low or lost you may be, the hope of being lifted up in Him, for it's Jesus who raised from the dead. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Called It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Easter season through April 5th. For a printable PDF version of Called It, visit firsthurst.com/Easter. Copyright 2026 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.